So, graphic design.
Yes.
Is that an art form?
Ooh. Oh, we're going to start easy, you said? No. So, I mean, graphic design, I think it's a way... let's see like this. So the difference, I would say, for graphic design and art, which are two completely different things. I think graphic design is something more that you have a client and you have a purpose. You want the client to achieve something, to achieve audience, to achieve reputation, money. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a business, right?
Sure.
But then art, I think it's something different. So I think art is more, comes from the soul, and it doesn't have as much end goal as the graphic design, I would say.
So it's an element of art for art's sake and art for a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but that doesn't imply in any way, because I can see from it, this doesn't mean that because what you're doing is graphic design that this is in some way soulless, because it isn't. There's obviously a lot of you, the artist, gone into this.
Yes.
And a lot of you, the location that you're dealing with, has gone into this.
Yes. So what this is, this for me is not graphic design.
Right.
This is illustration.
Okay.
So graphic design, because graphic design is more, how would I say, it's more...
A business.
Yeah, okay. And then the illustration bit for me in this case, not in all cases, because sometimes you have a client that wants specific illustration, but in my case, this is my opportunity to show my illustration and do a completely different thing.
Yeah. And do these illustrations then, are they all individual and self-contained illustrations, or in your mind, on your walk to happiness, are they telling a linear narrative in some way? Are they telling a story? Are they illustrating a book?
So the way they're hanging, I think it's like a journey.
Sure.
But I think they do work separately as well.
Right.
So it's not that they have to be together, but I think they're more powerful when they are together, because together they tell a bigger story, and you can see more of Lanzarote when they are together as when they are individual.
Yeah.
But
sure.
What I would like is that they individually also tell a story.
Yes.
And they also show and give emotion and give you something positive when you look at it, not only as a whole, because then I think I have failed.
Yes.
So
yes,
I think it's important that they do work individually as well.
Yeah. So we've got some of the landscapes here, particularly the mountains and the lone palm trees and everything else, where there isn't a building in sight, and we've got other pictures here where obviously they're centered around buildings or on buildings or angles of buildings.
Yes.
What do you as an artist see as the relationship between the landscape of Lanzarote and what has been built on it?
So I think a big credit is to César Manrique.
Sure.
I think César Manrique did an excellent, magnificent job to unite those two things together.
Yeah.
And you can see that in all his work, that the landscape as it is almost more important than the building.
Yes.
When you're building a building, you have to look at the landscape.
Yes.
And it's in a lot of things he makes them come together.
Right.
And
sure.
I think that's when that shows that.
And do you think you've captured that in this?
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope so. And I think there is some, I think, I don't know how to explain it, but I think, as you said, there's one where you have the landscape and a building.
Yes.
But I think they, in this case, I don't know how to explain it. I haven't actually really...
It kind of looks, doesn't it? I think when you look at the big picture of the mountains there and the buildings around and everything else, it kind of shows the power of the mountains to withstand life on the island, if you like.
Yes.
They don't dominate it, they don't crush it,
mm-hmm.
but they withstand whatever man has tried to do. And I think that's quite impressive.
Yes.
So, as an artist then, Do you have the picture in your head before you start, or are you sometimes surprised by how they come out, or do you want to be surprised by how they come out, or do you want to go, oh no, I don't like?
Yes, I mean, first of all, I think you have to, especially Lanzarote, because Lanzarote has something that is so special that if you don't see it with your own eyes, it's impossible to get it into a picture, into a anything art form or a painting or anything, because it has something magical that if you're not here, you don't see it, you can't get it in. And it's that magical thing that I can't I can't say what it is, but it's just there. So I think you just you just need to come here and just get a lot of inspiration, and from there then do it, or else I don't think you can.
I think you're right. That's, you know, I've never asked this of an artist before, and I've spoken to hundreds of artists, but my art form is writing. I'm a creative writer, and I teach and one thing or another. And one of the things I always teach my students is, to be a writer, you've got to show and not tell. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you say to somebody the curtains were closed, that's all they see. If you say there was a candle behind the curtain, or, you know, whatever. So how different is that for an artist? Are you trying to show, not tell? Or are you actually wanting to tell us something as you show? Does that make any sense?
Yes. Well, I want to invite you to want to know more about the place.
Right, sure.
So I want you to get curious, and I think the most interesting art is when you don't tell the whole story.
Yes, okay.
It's right, when you have to yourself have to put some creativity in it, or some feeling that you've gotten from the painting or something a little bit like that. That's when it adds to the art.
Yeah.
Because I don't think art doesn't work just by itself.
Right.
You need to interact with it.
Yes.
You need to have a feeling.
So when you say it doesn't work just by itself, do you sort of agree that art doesn't exist in isolation? Has all your art been touched by other things in your life? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Okay. That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. That begs the question then. Is this your first exhibition in Lanzarote?
Yes.
Is it?
It is.
And your first work in Lanzarote, effectively?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what have you, the artist, learned about yourself in doing this collection?
I think I have learned to appreciate the small things. And there's a lot of things that I have maybe just seen hundreds of times, but I've never noticed them.
Right.
And
right.
Now when I have to got more profound on the island, and to seek inspiration and to see what I was going to do, because all the pieces are new for this exhibition, except a couple, but mostly all are new. And I think, now I lost a little bit, but so there's a lot of things that I haven't seen before.
Yeah, yeah.
And just because of this exhibition, I've seen it, and now I can't unsee it. For example, there's one with the chimneys.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, now I guess because I've been here since I was a little kid.
Right.
I've always seen them, but I've never thought about them. I never like really taken them in.
Right.
And now I can't unsee them. I see them everywhere, and I think they are fascinating.
That's really interesting, because we live on an estate. We've been here 4 years.
Yes.
We're new to all this, but we've been here 4 years, and we live on an estate down near Pachkaya, the lighthouse, Playa Blanca.
Yes.
Which has got chimneys on the houses, and they're all slightly different. Very Turkish, in fact,
yes,
the way
okay,
they look.
Yes. Yes.
But we think that's the distinctive feature of where we live, you know,
yes.
Very much so. So, yeah.
Yes.
I'll ask you this, because I've spoken to one or two artists who are Lanzarotan indigenously, if you like. And I'm wary then how I ask the question, but as a neutral to you, I'll ask you. You mentioned Manrique, and you gave him praise for what he's done and everything else, and absolutely rightly so, I think. But does he cast a giant shadow, do you think, for a new generation of artists, or is it an inspirational kind of glow that he leaves?
I just think he he's such a, I just think he's an inspiration. Yeah. I don't think you can ever, I think he's done such an amazing things, and there's so many things to learn from him, from his art, or even the way he thinks.
Yeah.
And for example, one of the things, the nature thing.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And that is for sure one thing that I think we should all think more of.
Yeah.
Because it's very important.
Sure, absolutely.
So I think what he did to the mentality of the people, I think that is the
not only kind of changed the mentality of the people, but made that change permanent somehow.
Yes.
It's endured, hasn't it, that attitude. I think,
and made the people proud of that.
Absolutely.
Because it was something that they didn't think that island was even beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah,
they, it's so dark and it's not nice.
Yeah.
But he didn't make it look beautiful. It was always like this. He just did something in the people's perception and
so
changed that.
Isn't that the role of any artist then? Ideally, is to change our perception and change the way we look at the world.
Yes, that is definitely a.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
You're Swedish, I gather, from birth, aren't you? And you've been on Lanzarote a while. So what next? What do you hope will occur from this exhibition, other than you all end up with a red sticker on?
But, yes.
I mean, what do you hope for from this exhibition, and what's the next step in your art career then?
So I hope to do more.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the first in a series of many, hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it's also just to get my name out, because I have had a name as a graphic designer, but now I'm an illustrator. So now I would like to almost change that a little bit and become Evelyn Toledano as an illustrator.
And you've got a head start, because that bit of business acumen that you picked up in graphic design will help you a lot as an artist, won't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, hopefully we will see, but yes.
That's fantastic. I'll turn off, if that's okay.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Of course.